Today's daf is Minochis daf Samech Aleph, and we will begin from the Mishnah on the top of daf Samech Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah on daf Samech mentioned Yesh Teunos Hagosha Ve'in Teunos Tenufa. There are certain karbonos that have a mitzvah of Hagosha but don't have a mitzvah of Tenufa. Hagosha Ve'Tenufa. There are karbonos that have a mitzvah of Hagosha and a mitzvah of Tenufa. Tenufa V'loi Hagosha. Some karbonos have a mitzvah of Tenufa but don't have a mitzvah of Hagosha. And then finally, there's a fourth category, Loi Tenufa V'loi Hagosha. There are karbonos that don't have a mitzvah of Tenufa and don't have a mitzvah of Hagosha. And then the Mishnah went on to describe the category of karbonos that have a mitzvah of hagosha but do not have a mitzvah of tenufa. So the Mishnah Daf Samech Aleph picks up on that note and is now going to discuss the other three categories. Zok the Mishnah, Elu Tunois Tenufa, Ve'en Tunois Hagosha. The following karbonos have a mitzvah of tenufa, but do not have a mitzvah of hagosha. Loik Shemen Shal Mitzayra V'asham. The carbon asham that the Mitzayra used to bring, B'yoyim Taharasai, and the loik shemen that was unique to the carbon that the Mitzayra used to bring, both of those have a mitzvah of tenufa, but there's no mitzvah of hagosha. So there was a mitzvah of tenufa for the koyin to do with the asham that the Mitzayra brought, together with the loik shemen. The Gemara will talk a little bit more about this. There was a mitzvah of tenufa with bikurim. So every time a yid would come to the Beis HaMikdash, he would bring his bikurim to the koyin. There was a mitzvah of tenufa, no hagosha, but tenufa. The emure shal meyachid, the chaza v'shoik shalahem. The emurim of a shal meyachid. So anytime a yachid brought a carbon shlamim, the emurim would go on the mizbeach. So the chelik of the shlamim that went on the mizbeach, before it went on the Mizbeach, had a mitzvah of tenufa. Additionally, the chaza and the shoik, the chaz is the breast of the shlamim, the shoik is the thigh of the shlamim, they did not go on the Mizbeach, rather they were part of the matnas kahuna, they were given to the kayhanim, but they were included in the mitzvah of tenufa. So the tenufa of the shal meyachid included both the chalavim, the chelik that went legevaya, that went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the chaz of the shoik, that's what went to the kayhanim. Echad anoshim, the echad noshim, the mitzvah of tenufa applies both with men and with women. Be Yisrael, stating that it's Be Yisrael v'loy b'achem. The Gemara will explain that line. Shnei halechem, the shtei kivsei hatzeres. The shtei halechem and the shtei kivsei hatzeres also had a mitzvah of tenufa. Kitzur v'oisa. How was the mitzvah of tenufa done with the shnei halechem and the shtei kivsei hatzeres? Loisim shtei halechem al gabi shnei kvasim. He would put the shtei halechem on top of the two kvasim. That was the shalmei tzibur. Umeniach shtei yadav l'mata. He would put his two hands on top of that. So his hands, on top of his hands are the kivsei atzeres. On top of the kivsei atzeres are the shtei halechem, and then he would start to shakel. Moilechu mevi, mailu moirid. More about this in tomorrow's daf. Similar to the way you shakel a lulav, the Gemara will say that. Shenemar ashahuna fa ashahuram. Tenufa hisav mizrach. Tenufa was done by the mizbeach, but it was done on the mizrach side of the mizbeach. The hagosha b'mayriv. The mitzvah of hagosha was done on the mayriv side of the mizbeach. Tenufa is kodmes lahagoshes. Additionally, if you have a carbon that has a mitzvah of tenufa and hagosha, so which one comes first? Tenufa comes before hagosha. Next, minchas ha'omer, minchas kanois, teunois hagosha v'tenufa. So the previous Mishnah discussed karbonos that have a mitzvah of hagosha but no mitzvah of tenufa. We just discussed the list of those that have tenufa and no hagosha. What about the ones that have both tenufa and hagosha? It's a very short list. The minchas ha'omer and the minchas kanois. Those two menaches, which are unique in so many different ways. They're unique, there was no shemen. They're unique, there was no levaina. Thus, their kmitza ended up being very unique. Another unique quality of the minchas chayte and the minchas kanois was that they had a mitzvah of tenufa and they had a mitzvah of hagosha. Lechem aponim u minchas nesachim ein teunois loy hagosha v'loy tenufa. Shimon says gimel minim teunan gimel mitzvahs shtayim b'chol achas v'achas v'shlishes ein b'hem. So Shimon said that there are three karbonos that need two of three of the following mitzvahs. So Rav Shimon said, you can line up three karbonos on one side, three mitzvahs on the other side, and I can tell you that all three of these karbonos that you lined up are going to need two of the three mitzvahs that you lined up, but none of them are going to have all three. All three are going to have two of the three. Okay, ve'eluhen zivchei shalmei tzibur. That's one of the three karbonos that we're lining up. Zivchei shalmei yachid, and the Asha Mitzayra. And Rav Shimon explains, Zivchi Shalmi Yachid needs two of the three. Which three? To unan smicha michayim, and had a mitzvah of smicha while the animal was alive. The tenufa shchutim, and there was a mitzvah of tenufa that was meant to be done after the shchita already took place. The imbehem tenufa chayim. Which one of the three mitzvahs does it not have? There was no mitzvahs tenufa michayim. So in other words, the three karbonos that were lining up are the shalmei yachid, that's any shlomim that a yachid's bringing, the shalmei tzibur, that's only the shnei kifsei atzeres, the two kvasim that were brought together with the shtei alechem on shvuos, and the asha mitzvah. Those are the three karbonos. What are the three mitzvahs? Smicha, tenufa michayim, and tenufa la'acha shchita, tenufa la'acha misa. So the first one, which is the shalmei yachid, needed two of the three. Which two did it need? Smicha and tenufa shchutim. Which one does it not have? There's no tenufa michayim. Zivchi shalmei tzibur, tenufa chayim, the shchutim. It has the both tenufas. It has the tenufa while the animal's alive, tenufa when the animal's not alive anymore, then smicha. However, there's no smicha. The asha mitzayra needs smicha, the tenufa chai, the in by tenufa shachet. The Gemara is going to talk about this more in tomorrow's daf. One thing you see clearly, Reb Shimon holds that there was a difference between the mitzvah of tenufa of a shalmei yachid and the mitzvah's tenufa of a shalmei tzibur. Again, much greater detail in tomorrow's daf. Zok de Gemara tan rabbanu, the hikra v'yisay la'asham, the esloik hashamim, the heinef. So the Mishnah had mentioned Elu Tuunois Tenufa Ve'en Tuunois Hagash. And the first thing the Mishnah said was Loik Shemen Shom Mitzayra Ve'ashamay. So the carbon Ashram that the Mitzayra would bring and his Loik Shemen both require Tenufa. Now how do you know that? So the Gemara immediately brings a Pasuk. It's a Pasuk in the Torah. The Pasuk says very clearly V'lokach HaKoyen Es HaKeves HaEchad Ve'hikru Ve'isay La'asham. So we're talking about the Ashram of the Mitzayra. Ve'es Loik HaShamen. That's the Loik Shemen Shom Mitzayra Ve'heinif Oysam Tenufa Lifnei Hashem. So it's very clear, the fact that the Asham and the Loik Shemen of the Mitzayah requires tenufa is a part. All you have to do is be mava satra. It's a passing in the Torah. Stating that, the words, the heinith oisam tenufa lifnei Hashem is the subject of this brisa, and the Gemara is going to be medayik every word in this brisa. Says the Gemara, from the words, the heinith oisam tenufa melamed she'unam tenufa ke'echad. We learn that you're supposed to do the tenufa together. Meaning, you don't do an independent tenufa for the Asham and then an independent tenufa for the Loik Shemen, but you do it together. Where do you see that? The heinith oisam. Tzamen, together. That's the way you're supposed to do the tenufa. How do you know that b'diavad, if you do them individually, it's okay? Because the pasuk says, v'hikriv oisoy la'asham v'es loik hashamim, and then it says v'henef. So as much as it says v'henef oisam, but if you would stop after the word v'henef, henef is a lashon yachid, and it would sound like it's going back on the last thing you said, v'es loik hashamim. Or on the previous thing you said, the Asha. So on the one hand, it says Oysam, which is Mashma, together. But then again, it says Veheinif. It doesn't say Veheinifam. It says Veheinif. Thus, it suggests that you could even do one. How do you reconcile that? Likatchila, it's Oysam. B'diyevet, if you did them individually, it's going to be Oysam. Okay, says the Gemara, how do you know? Maybe the way you reconcile Veheinif, which suggests one at a time, and Oysam, which suggests both, is by doing two tenufas. Yocha yonef v'yachse v'yonef. Maybe do a tenufa together, then do a tenufa individually. Like this, you'll be yoytza oysam, and you'll be yoytza v'henef talmud. Why tenufa? Because then the Torah says, again, v'henef oysam tenufa. Tenufa is a lashon yachid. It's mashma one tenufa. V'loy tenufa is not multiple tenufas. L'fnei Hashem, what does l'fnei Hashem mean? B'mizruch. It means that it's supposed to be b'mizruch, on the mizruch side of the mizbeach. And it's for that reason the Mishnah said that the tenufa oysa the mizrach, it's based on this brisa, this pasuk. Lefnei Hashem means mizrach. Fikti Gemara. Lefnei Hashem means mizrach. For Amrit, we know throughout Zvachim, Lefnei Hashem is Yochel b'mayriv. It always means mayriv, says the Gemara. Amri, hani milu mincha de ikra chatas. That context where it says Lefnei Hashem b'mayriv was talking about a karban mincha. A karban mincha is called chatas. Torah refers to the karban mincha as a chatas, the mincha chayte, the mincha that was brought in the context of the carbon oil of Yair, the Torah says was brought like a chatas. Thus, you see it as a din of a chatas. The chatas tuna yisoy. The chatas needed a yisoy. The zrik of a chatas needed yisoy. The karen dreimis mizrachas lehoyol yisoy. And the dreimis mizrachas part of mizbech didn't have a yisoy. Thus, when you're talking about a mincha, it has to be referring to mayriv, because only the mayriv part of the mizbeach that's Lifnei Hashem had a Yisoid. But the Mizrach part of the Mizbeach, that's Lifnei Hashem, didn't have a Yisoid. Aval Hocha, but over here where it doesn't say anything about a Chatas, we're talking about the Asham Mitzayra, which is an Asham, it's not a Chatas. We're talking about the Loik Shem and Shom Mitzayra, which is not like a Chatas. All it needs is to be Lifnei Hashem. And Lifnei Hashem can be satisfied by putting it on the Mizrach side of Mizbeach, not only by putting it on the Ma'ariv side of Mizbeach. So what do we mean? We're going according to the Manama that holds. We know there's Machlokes and Shas, where exactly the Mizbeach was within the Azara. So one Manama says it was smack in the middle. It was Mechza B'Tzaf and Mechza B'Darim, which means that if you walked out of the Heichal, you would hit the Ma'ariv side of the Mizbeach. So Ma'ariv was the real part of the Mizbeach that was the Lifnei Hashem. But there's also a Mandama that says that the entire Mizbeach was B'Tzafen, which means that if you walked out of the Mizbeach, you walked out of the Heichal and you came to the Mizbeach, so you would hit the Ma'ariv wall of the Mizbeach, but at the same time, the Mizrachis, the Roimis of the Mizbeach, you have a picture, it's much easier to visualize this, was also considered Lifnei Hashem, because you walk out of the Mizbeach, you just face a little bit to the left, so you see the whole Darim side of the Mizbeach, and you have Maravis Deroimis going to Mizrachis Deroimis. So for that reason, there's a Mizrach part of the Mizbeach that could also be deemed Lifnei Hashem. It's Mizrachis Deroimis, not the Mizrach wall. The Mizrach wall is on the other side of the Mizbeach. That's not called Lifnei Hashem. It's the place where Mizrach and Darim hits, because being that the entire Darim is Lifnei Hashem, so Mizrachis Deroimis is also considered Lifnei Hashem. So when our Sugya says that Mizrach could be considered Lifnei Hashem, thus the Mishnah that says the Tnufa of the Asha Mitzayra and the Lake Shem and Shom Mitzayra is considered Lifnei Hashem, it's based on the Mizrach part of the Mizbeach, the Lifnei Hashem, specifically Mizrachis Deroimis. Now Mizrachis Deroimis didn't have a Yisoid. Mizrachis Deroimis was the only corner of the Mizbeach that didn't have a Yisoid. This is Zvachim 101. There was no Yisoid there. Thus, where there's a halacha of Lifnei Hashem, and you have to have Yisoid, such as by a mincha, because the Torah called mincha chatas, and just like chatas needs Yisoid, mincha needs Yisoid, so it's automatically going to exclude any part of Mizrach of being Lifnei Hashem. It's not possible to get, because the only part of Mizrach that could be Lifnei Hashem is the corner of Mizrachis Deroimis, Mizrachis Deroimis, and no Yisoid. So being there at no Yisoid, by definition, if you're talking about Lifnei Hashem in the context of a mincha, which is like a chatas, you're down to Meir. That's the only place that's going to work. But being that by the Mitzayr doesn't say anything about chatas, thus you don't have a din of Yisoid. You don't have a din Yisoid. If the Mizbeach wasn't softened, then Mizrachis Deroimis is considered Lifnei Hashem. Thus the Mishnah says Lifnei Hashem Mizrach. Now, by the way, Rashi says it doesn't have to be Mizrach. If you wanted to do it by Meir, you could do it by Meir also, because our sugya is not coming out that only Mizrachis Deroimis is Lifnei Hashem. Thus, that's the only place the Torah was referring to when it said the Heinu Foysam Tufa Lifnei Hashem. Rashi's lashon is you could also do it. Kolaymer Afilu B'Mizrach Karina Bei Lifnei Hashem. In contrast to most sugyas where Lifnei Hashem is going to mean Ma'ariv, over here Lifnei Hashem could mean Mizrach. Either way, V'Habikurim, the Mishnah said, Kedivrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that Bikurim also has a mitzvah of Tenufa, but only according to one shita. According to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, so you don't always find the Lashon HaMishnah like that. Usually the Mishnah says, the Halacha, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Loit Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Shita, says the Mishnah, that holds that Bikurim has a mitzvah of Tenufa, so you can add Bikurim to the list of those that have Tenufa but don't have Agasha, because there's no Agasha by Bikurim. So, my Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who's this Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? The Tanya, it's a Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov in a Braisa. So, the Gemara, the Lokach HaKoyen, it says in the Torah, the Lokach HaKoyen HaTenem Yodecha, the Hinichoy Lifnei Mizbach Hashem Eloikecha. Says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the word Velokach means not just that the Koyen should take HaTenem Yodecha, but he should do a mitzvah with it. Limi dala bikurim shetun and trufa divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. My time, Rabbi ben Yaakov. Come yad yad mishlom. It says over here, velokach hakoyin hatenem miyodecha. It says the word miyodecha. Piksiv hasam, and it says regarding the shlomim yadav tiviyeno. And there yadav mi trufa. So we learn makan koyin aflahalon koyin. Just like number one, that miyodecha means trufa. Just like it means trufa by shlomim, it means trufa over here. Additionally, just like over here, who's the one that's taking it? The velokach hakoyin. It's talking about a koyin. So we could actually learn a halacha regarding the mitzvah of tenufa by a shlomim from the mitzvah of tenufa from bikurim. So again, the fact that there's a mitzvah of tenufa by bikurim, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov learns yad yad mishlomim. It says velokach hakoyin aten miyodecha yodav tiviyan. Now Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov continues and he says, once I know the mitzvah of tenufa by bikurim, how do I know it? I know it from shlomim. So now I can learn something about tenufa shlomim from bikurim. What is that? Who does the tenufa? Meaning, I don't know. It's a good question. Is tenufa an avoida? It has to be done by a koyin. Maybe the bialim does it. Maybe anybody could do it. Says Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, I learn it from this pasuk. By Bikurim it says clearly that who's doing the tenufa of the koyin. So aflahal and koyin, so to by a shlomin. All other areas of tenufa, it's going to be done by a shlomin. And by the way, if you look at that pasuk that talks about the mitzvah of tenufa by a shlomin, it actually says mufurish the bialim is the one that did it. Afkan bialim. So by Bikurim the bialim has to do it also. So what's going on? Do we learn from Bikurim that the koyin, v'lokach hakoyin atenem yadecha, or do we learn from shlomin that the bialim does the tenufa? What happens is the koyin would put his hand underneath the hand of the bialim, and together they would do tenufa. Again, a lot more about tenufa logistically in tomorrow's Akash. So the Mishnah said that according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, there was a mitzvah of tenufa by Bikurim. Is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov the only sheet in Shas that holds there was tenufa by Bikurim? For the Menami Kidiv Rabbi Yehuda, the tiny we're learning to the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda, it says in the Pasuk, these are all psukim and parashas Kisavai that talk about that's the parish of Mikra Bikurim. But either way, Rabbi Yehuda says, "V'hinachti min tenufa atayim lezu tenufa yinei ala hanocha kishu oimer v'hinichoi harei hanocha amur mani mekayim v'hinachtoi zu tenufa." I'll go upon him. It's a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda as well. Rabbi Yehuda, just like Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov, holds that Bikurim has a mitzvah of tenufa. So why did the Mishnah say Bikurim needs tenufa kidivrei Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov? As if to say it's only Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov. It's not only Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov. I found Rabbi Yehuda as well. Why is the Mishnah mentioning Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov and not Rabbi Yehuda? And the Gemara says two terusim. Omar Rava, the first teretz is Hoyol u'pasach b'yakos of tchilo, because the makar to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is from a word that comes earlier than Rabbi Yehuda's word. V'lokach ha'koyin ha'tene miyodecho v'hinichoy lifnei mizbach Hashem eloi kecho. That's Dvarim Chavav, Pasuk Dalet. The Pasuk v'hinachtoy that seems to be the makar of Rabbi Yehuda is Dvarim Chavav Pasuk Yud. So being that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov's Pasuk is six psukim earlier than Rabbi Yehuda's Pasuk, see, he learns it from an earlier word, from an earlier Pasuk, thus it's his halacha that was mentioned. An interesting teretz. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, an even more interesting teretz, and that will be the topic of today's raid. Hoyel v'rav gavre. Zokte l'gerashi. What does that mean? Shuchachem b'yoyse. You know why we're mentioning Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? Because Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov was a wiser man than Rabbi Yehuda. He was a chacham b'yoyser. He was a bigger chacham. How do I know that? The Kaimamon, Zakrashi, it's a Gemara. Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Kavanaki. Everybody knows that Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Kavanaki. What does that mean? Kav, there isn't a lot of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov in Shas, but Naki. Everything Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said is pristine. Thus, being that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov was a greater chacham, being that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov was a greater chacham than Rabbi Yehuda, so we can quote either Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov or we can quote Rabbi Yehuda. We'd rather quote Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. We'll get to the rate a little bit later. Ve'muri shalmi yachid v'chazav v'kshayik shalehem. Mishnah said that another thing that has a mitzvah of tenufa v'lo yagasha are the emurim of the shalmi yachid. That's the chelik of the shalmi yachid that went on the mizbech. The chazav v'kshayik shalehem. That's the chelik of the shalmi yachid that was given over to the koyhanim. And then the Mishnah said echad anoshim, echad anoshim, that the mitzvah of tenufa relates both to men and women. However, be Yisrael, avoloi b'achim. Zok the Gemara, my karmar. And Rashi explains that the Gemara thinks that be Yisrael, avoloi b'achim is coming to exclude Nashim. And if that's the case, we have a stira, one word of the Mishnah to the next word of the Mishnah. Here the Mishnah said, echad anoshim, echad anoshim. Women are included in the mitzvah of tenufa. And then the Mishnah says, be Yisrael, avoloi b'achim, which is mashma, Nashim are excluded. So are women included or are they excluded? So the Gemara, my comas, how do you reconcile this? I'm right, Yudah Hachikam. Echad anoshim, the echad anoshim, karbonim ta'an tenufa. Whether a man brings a carbon or a woman brings a carbon, their carbon is going to require tenufa. The tenufa atzma, however, as it relates to who does the tenufa, be Yisrael avaloi b'dei nashim. If a man is bringing it, then the bala carbon is going to participate in the actual tenufa. If a woman is the one bringing the carbon, then she will not participate. In other words, we saw on the top of the Amid, Hakeitzad, how is tenufa done? So the Kohen would do it together with the Bailam. The Kohen would take his hand, put it underneath the hand of the Bailam, and together they would do the mitzvah of tenufa. That was only done if a man was bringing the carbon. But if a woman was bringing the carbon, then only the Kohen would do it. The woman herself would not be involved. So when the Mishnah says, Echad anoshim, echad anoshim, it means the woman's carbon has tenufa. When the Mishnah says, Be Yisrael avaloi b'achir, it means the woman herself did not participate in the tenufa. So in the context of tenufa, the Torah says the words B'nai Yisrael And from there, we learn that it's B'nai Yisrael as opposed to Evdi Kechavim, it's B'nai Yisrael as opposed to Nosh. Rabbi Yossi elaborated on this. He said, Matzinu shechalak ha-kasav in carbon Yisrael, the carbon Evdi Kechavim, le carbon Nosh and Besmicha. You find chilukim between a carbon Yisrael versus a carbon that a guy brings or a carbon that a woman brings with regards to smicha. A guy doesn't do smicha. A woman doesn't do smicha. Yochel nachlik betenufa. So I would think the same should be true by tenufa. Says Rabbi Yossi, one word, lie. Absolutely not. Why? Mali chalik besmicha shasmicha bebailan. By smicha, the reason there's no smicha by a carbon of a guy and a carbon of an isha is because you need the bailam to do the smicha. And being that a woman can't do the smicha and a guy can't do the smicha, and Rashi adds he can't make a shliach to do the smicha, so you're right. There's no way to do it. But nachlik betenufa shatenufa bekayhanim. But you don't need to exclude tenufa from the carbon of a guy and the carbon of a woman, because although the woman herself and the guy himself cannot do the tenufa, like we just said, but a kohen also plays a role in the tenufa. And being that a kohen could do it, it's for that reason, there's no reason to exclude. Okay, matam alei b'nei Yisrael. So what then does it mean when we say b'nei Yisrael as opposed to a guy and a woman? I thought you just said that it's only by smicha they're excluded, but by tenufa they're not. What it means is b'nei Yisrael menifa v'nei kechavim menifa b'nei Yisrael menifa v'nei anoshim menifa. It means physically, practically, who actually does the tenufa? So again, the Braisa and Rabbi Yossi with his elaboration, and Rabbi Yehuda who's reconciling our mission. Everybody's saying the same thing. What everybody's saying is that if a woman brings a carbon, her carbon has a mitzvah of tenufa. Stating that her tenufa is going to be a little bit different than an ordinary tenufa, because ordinarily the way tenufa goes down is that the bailim and the kohen together do the tenufa. If a woman brings the carbon, it's only the kohen that's going to do the tenufa. She herself, as the balabas of the carbon, is not going to do tenufa. When it comes to smicha, says the Gemara, FYI, when it comes to smicha, there a woman's carbon doesn't have smicha at all. And the reason is because just like a woman can't do tenufa, a woman can't do smicha. By tenufa, the kohen also plays a role. By smicha, there's no kohen playing a role. The smicha has to be done dafka by the bailam. And being that it has to be done dafka by the bailam, so being that a woman can't do it, there's no way to have smicha. But again, we're not learning the sugis of smicha. We're learning the sugis of tenufa. A guy's carbon and a woman's carbon has tenufa. Stating that, it's the kohen that does it as opposed to the kohen doing it together with the bailam. One interesting thing is that there's clearly a discussion in the Gemara that without a pasuk, there would have been a habamina that the kohen together with the woman would do the tenufa. Now, the way the tenufa was done is that the kohen would have to put his hands underneath the hands of the woman or underneath the hands of the bailam, and that's how the tenufa was done. So bishloima, if it's a man, so I understand. But if it's a woman, aren't you running into a negiah issue? How would the kohen be allowed to put his hand underneath the hand of the woman? L'chaira, there's an issa negiah. So how is this something that would be okay? So you'll tell me, maybe it's not derechiba. That's not so pashit at all. So maybe we'll talk a little bit about this in tomorrow's daf. But regardless, vayta tanya idach, b'nei Yisrael, ein li'el b'nei Yisrael, geirim, v'avadim mishuchrarim. It says in the parasha of Smicha, B'nai Yisrael, and from there I would think maybe B'nai Yisrael, but maybe someone that was only born a Yid. But what about a Ger? Or an Evet Kanani that had Shichra that now became a Yid? And maybe they're not included in the mitzvah of Tenufa. Talmud Loimer Hamakriv. It says in the Torah Hamakriv. Hamakriv is Mar Begerim and Avodah Meshuchram that they're included in the mitzvah of Tenufa. Oyeinu Frank the Gemara Elazek Koyin Hamakriv. Maybe when it says Hamakriv, what it's coming to teach me is that the Makriv, the one that does the Avodah, he should be the one that does the Tenufa. That it's only the Koyin that does the Tenufa. We already had earlier in the Amid from the Gzeir Shava. It says in Mefurish actually by the Shalmei Yachid that the Bailam were involved in the mitzvah of Tenufa. So it can't be that Hamakriv is coming to teach me only the kohen does the tenufa. What is Hamakriv teaching me? Gerim and Avodah Meshuchrarim, they also have a mitzvah of tenufa. Says the Gemara, ha ketzad. Now it's not clear what the Gemara's kasha now is of ha ketzad. What's bothering me? Ha ketzad, it's like we're coming to explain something. What's ha ketzad? So Rashi says, ha ketzad is that if it's from Yodiv to Vienna, the pasuk that the Gemara just brought, by the Shalmei Yachid, we know that the Bailam does the tenufa. It says hamakriv, which means the kohen does tenufa, which is a little bit of a kasha, because the Gemara just said hamakriv is not coming to teach me that the kohen does tenufa. Hamakriv is coming to teach me gerim and avodim mishuchrarim. But either way, the Gemara asks, ha ketzad, kohen miniach yodei tachasi dei bailam umeinav. At the end of the day, the kohen does tenufa, the bailam does tenufa, they do it together, and they do it by the kohen putting his hand underneath the hands of the bailam. Ketzad oisa, miniach emurim al pisa sayat, v'chaza v'shoik aleh. in the context of the Shalmei Yachid, the way that Tnufa was done, again, the Mishnah said, Tnufa with the Shalmei Yachid was done with two parts of the carb. It was done with the Chalav, and that's the part that's going to go on the Mizbeach, and it was done with the Chaz of the Shaykh. That's the part that's going to be given over to the Kayan. So the Ketz HaDoisim and Yechim Murim HaPisas Yad, you put the Murim on top of your hand. The Chaz of the Shaykh Alehem, so you have the Kayan's hand on bottom, the Bailam's hand on top of that. You have the Chalavim on top of that. The Chaz of the Shaykh on top of that. And by the way, the Chalmakim Chiesh Lechem, if there's bread involved in the Tenufa, HaLechem El Maila, the bread's going to be on top of that. Hecha, what's that referring to? Rashi says, Hecha Ashkechon Lechem, the Lechem El Maila. More about this in tomorrow's daf. So the Gemara says, Amra Papa Ben Miluim. It's referring to the Miluim, Ahiba Yeh Mashmini, there was Lechem, there was Tenufa, the Lechem was supposed to be on top. So to Gemara, my time. How do you know that in the standard Tenufa of the Shalmei Yachid that involves both the Emurim, the Chalav and the one of the Mizbech, and the Chaz of Hashoik that was given to the Kehanim, how do you know that the Chaz of Hashoik is supposed to be on top of the Emur? Ilem Mishom Lechsev Shaikat Shruma, the Chazei HaTenufa, Al Ishei HaChalavim, Yoviu Lahan of Tenufa. I mean, this is a pretty good pasuk. It says, the Shaikat Shruma, that's the Shaik. Tenufa, that's the chaza. Thus, the chaza and the shaykh. In this pasuk, it's the shaykh and the chaza. Al ishei hachalavim, put them on top of the chalavim to do the tenufa. So it's pretty clear, right? But the Gemara says, "Vaksiv." There's another pasuk that says in this. The es achelev al hachaza yaviu. It sounds like the chelev used to be on top of the chaza. Amar Abaya. So Abaya says, "Ahu demaisi leikoyim beis betchan." It's talking about two different stages. When the pasuk says es achelev al hachaza yavienu, that's talking about when the kohen's bringing it. Where's he bringing it? From the kitchen, from the shlachtos. He's bringing it from the beis hamitbachayim. Over there, the chelev was on top of the chaza. But the first pasuk, shoykat shruma v'chazei atnufa alisha achelov and yaviu lahan of tenufa. That's talking about. We're discussing tenufa. We're not talking about what the positioning was when it was being brought from the Beis HaMitbachayim. We're talking about what the positioning was by the Mitzvah of Tenufa. And there it's very clear. The Shoykat Shum and the Chazei HaTenufa was on top of the Ishei HaChalovim. But the Gemara says, is that true? There's another pasuk. Vayasimu es HaChalovim al HaChazois. You put the Chalovim on top of the Chazois, on top of the Chazei. So there's another pasuk that seems to suggest that the Chelov was on top of the Chazei. So the Gemara says, Ahu deyavli l'koyin achrina v'azal l'makdele. That's talking about after you did the Tenufa, the Koyin would take the chaza, this shoyk in the emurim, and he would pass it over now to the another koyin, and that koyin would go and he would do the hakatar. The hakamashmalan, and this is the chiddush, the bein and shloisha koyinim, that there were three koyinim that had to be involved in the haktara. And what's the reason for it? The more koyinim, the more beautiful the avoida is going to be. This is shiros, this is like real avoida. So madach when it comes to tefillah, avoida shebeleved, you know, the avoida that we have today in Golos, there's an idea of b'roiv hamhadras melech. Kal v'chaymer, ben b'neishal kal v'chaymer, in the Beis HaMikdash itself, there was certainly an idea of b'roiv hamhadras melech. So what's Pashup Shan in this Gemara? So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is that a Kohen would take the parts of the animal from the Beis HaMitbachayim, that's where everything was being prepared. So you did the Shechita and the Azara, then it goes to the Beis HaMitbachayim where, you know, they start sorting out the different parts of the animal, the butchers, the Kayanim, they're all working on it. And now they go to one of the Kayanim and they give him the Chalavim and the Chaz of a Sheik. He has to go do the Mitzvah of Tenufa. So they would give him the Chaz of a Sheik and they would put the Chalav on top. He would bring it to the Kohen by the Mizbeach, who has to do the Mitzvah of Tenufa. When he would give it to him, he would pass it over to him. The way he would pass it over to him, he would flip it. So if this Kohen right now, who's walking from the Beis HaMitbachayim, is holding it in a way with the Chaz of HaShoik on the bottom and the Chalavim on top, when he passes it over and flips it, so now it's going to be in the reverse. So now the Chalavim is going to be on the bottom and the Chaz of HaShoik is going to be on top. He does the Tenufa. That Kohen now passes it over to a third Kohen who's going to do the actual Haktara. When he passes over to the third Kohen, he flips it again. So this idea of having the Chalavim on top and then the Chaz of HaShoik on top and then the Chalavim on top, what's the significance? You know what the significance is? It's not the same Kohen who keeps on flipping it. Vayistais, we have three Kohanim. That's what the Gemara is saying. You see, you have three Kohanim because it adds one is handing it over to the other one. The way he's handing it to him is by flipping it to him. Also, you see three Kohanim, that already has a chashivas. That makes a lot of sense. That's based on the idea of Beroivam Hadras Melech Exhale. So either way, we learned a very straightforward daf regarding the mitzvahs of Tenufa, a lot more about Tenufa in tomorrow's daf. But just to shtelzach on one interesting thing. The Mishnah said that Bikurim has a mitzvah of Tenufa, Kedivrei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. And the Gemara asked the kasha, is it only according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that there's a mitzvah of Tenufa? L'chura, there's a mitzvah of Tenufa according to Rabbi Yehuda as well. There's a braisa where Rabbi Yehuda says that Bikurim also has a mitzvah of Tenufa. Says the Gemara, two terutz. One terutz is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov learned it from a pasuk that's earlier in the parasha of Bikurim than Rabbi Yehuda's pasuk. So we pick the Tana who learns it from the earlier source versus the Tana that learns it from the later source. The second teretz, Nachman by Yitzchak, over Rav Gavre. That's very simple. The Gemara wasn't going to mention all the Tana, so we're mentioning one Tana. We could pick between Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. Loi mishpat habechayr goes to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. You know why? Rav Gavre. So Rashi, what does that mean? English. Shehu chacham beyoyser, because he was a greater chacham. And how do you know he was a greater chacham? The kaimalon mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov kavinaki, which means that there's not a lot of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, but Naki, that loch is like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So being that that loch follows Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, so it's for that reason that we picked Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, we didn't pick Rabbi Yehuda. Now, at first glance, it bothered me a little bit that it's true, Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Kav Naki. Meaning, we paskin that loch is like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, but is that loch not like Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara says in Masechtas Erevin that Mem Vav Amid Beis, that whenever there's a machloikis between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Whenever there's a machloikis between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So the halacha is very often like Rabbi Yehuda. So if the halacha is very often like Rabbi Yehuda, it's true. On the one hand, the Gemara says in Gittin Samach Zayin and in other places in Shas that Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Kavanaki, but Lechura isn't the halacha very often like Rabbi Yehuda as well. But I think Pashup Shah is. It's Rashi Lushitasa. Because if you look at Rashi, Masechtas Gittin, Dav Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, says Rashi, Mishnas Rebbe Eliezer Yaakov Kav Enoki, Loi Li Meid Harbe Kishar Chaverov. Mishnas Rebbe Eliezer Yaakov was Kav, meaning it's a little bit of Rebbe Eliezer Yaakov. He didn't teach, he didn't give as many shiurim as his Chaverim, as some of the other Tanoim. Ella, however, Masha Omer Bebeis HaMedrash, but whatever he said, Nokihu, Shehalacha Kemoisai La'olam. The halacha is always like Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. In other words, Mishnas Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov Kavanaki doesn't mean that the halacha is sometimes like Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. The halacha is often like Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rashi's Lashon is that the halacha is Kemoisai La'olam. So if the halacha is Kemoisai La'olam, Rashi L'shitas is gewaldic. Because although the Gemara says in Erevin that wherever Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda argued, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. And wherever Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda argued, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. But that same Gemara says wherever Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda argue, and there's a lot of Rabbi Yossis and Rabbi Yehudas and Shas, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. So the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda La'olam. So what's unique about Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is that it's Naki in the sense that halacha kemoisai la'olam, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, where although halacha is very often kemoisai, but it's not la'olam. And being that it's not la'olam, that's what the Gemara means to say. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov has a maila, he was chacham b'yoyser, that it's halacha kemoisai la'olam, in contrast to Rabbi Yehuda, where you don't find this idea, shehalacha kemoisai la'olam. But the truth is that this Rashi is a very big chiddush, and there's many, many ha'oris on Rashi and rayas from Rishonim that not everybody agreed with Rashi, where Rashi says that Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Kavanaki means halacha kemoisa li'olam. I mean, the most obvious maramakim, and something we've spoken out many times in the daf, is the Rosh. The Rosh is also in Masechtas Erevin. It's in the fourth parak of Masechtas Erevin, and Rashi and the Rosh over there is learning a sugya, and he comes out in the sugya not like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Frank the Rosh, how could I come out lahalacha not like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Kavanaki. So the Rosh, Ki Kosav Rabbeinu Chanan Elzal mipi Kabbalah, that he heard from a Messiah, the Bekuf based Dvarim Halacha Kemoisai Vesuloi. Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Kav Venaki. Kav is Begematria 102. There's 102 places, says Rabbeinu Chanan, that the Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. But it's not Halacha Kemoisai Le'olam. It's only in 102 places. Says the Rosh, Veshem Zois Einam in Aminyan Kav. Maybe this Sugya that I'm coming at, I think it's Mashma not like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, is not from the 102. If it's not from the 102, I'm not meshuvah to paskin like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, because you could always argue that it's not like, it's not from those. But the bottom line is, so Rashi says in Gittin Samach Zayin Amin Aleph, halacha kemoisa la'olam. So we have a Rosh in Erevin, in the fourth parak, if you want to look it up, it's in Simon Beis, who quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, who says Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Kav 102, and right away the Rosh is saying a chiddush la'alocha v'shem ezois enam in aminyan kav. But the bottom line is, you see, it's not a locha kamayisoy the oilam, because it's only in 102 places. Another maramakim is a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Beis Abchira, Perik Beis Halacha Yud Ches. The context over there, it's Hilchas Beis Abchira, is Kachem, but it's really based on a sugya, not in Zvachim and Anachis, it's more a sugya Mesechtes Chulin. And the Gemara, the Rambam is discussing laws related to Pkimas HaMizbeach, Nifkam HaMizbeach. That is something that comes up in Mesechtes Zvachim. What happens if the Mizbeach was Nifkam? It got chipped. It's not in its perfect state. How does that impact Halachas? Okay. The Gemara in Chulin Yud Ches brings up Braisa. A machloikis, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, what the shear of Pkimas HaMizbeach is as it relates to these halachas. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says Tefach, that if the Mizbeach was Nifkam a Tefach, you have that whole Shulchan Aruch. Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, Omer Kezayis. So what does the Rambam say? The Rambam in Hilchos Beis Abchira Perek Beis Halacha Yud Ches, Mizbeach she Nifkam mi binyanoi. Im Nifkam mi binyanoi Tefach, if the Pkima was a Tefach, Pasol. Pachas mi Tefach, Kashev, Hushlaye Benishar Evan Paguma. In other words, in the Bryce and Chum Yud Chesamad Aleph, it's Machloikis, Reb Shimon and Reb Lezman Yaakov. Reb Shimon Echoy Emer Tefach. Reb Lezman Yaakov Emer Kezayis. Kubz again, the Rambam, the Poisik, in his Yad Chazoko, in Nifka mi Binyonai, how much? Dot, dot, dot. Tefach, Pasol. Freak the Kesef Mishnah. It's a Pelo. The Rambam's Paskin Tefach, that's Shitas Rashbi. It's not the Shita Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov. We know the rule. Mishnas Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov is Kavanok. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Vizel Lishoyna Yazov. Uposak Rabbeinu Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Mishum Demore de Talmudahu. You know why? Because Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is Demore de Talmudah. Tfei mi Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov. Right, Mishnas Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov is Kav. That's the first part of the Memra. It's not a lot of Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov. Of Reb Shimon is the Chmara de Talmudah. He's one of the key players in Talmud Bavli. Throughout Shas, you have Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So the Rambam felt that if I could paskin between Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, I'm going to go with the Mari de Talmudah. That's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Va'afag after Kaimelam Mishnas Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov Kavanaki. This is half of a fella. What a maramakim. Efshizok the Kesef Mishnah, Da'ani Mili be Mishnah. Could be that's only in Mishnah, Avaloi be Braisa. I'm just dvarim the flam. Says the Kesef Mishnah, you have to be medayik every single word in this memra. Mishnas, Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, Kav Vinaki, working backwards. Naki means halacha kemoisai. Kav, we're not sure. There's not a lot of Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov. There's Rabbeinu Chananel that says you even have to be medayik the gematri of Kav. It's 102. Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, that's pretty straightforward. And Mishnas, Zokti Kesef Mishnah means only Mishnah. As opposed to what? As opposed to a Braisa. It's only in Mishnayis that this rule applies. But when it comes to Braisa's Nidaza halacha, if that's the case, the Rambam sat down and he said, I have a Braisa, not a Mishnah. A Braisa, Mesachta Schoon, Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph, where the Gemara brings a Machlekes, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, is the halacha like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, is the halacha like Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov? I don't know. Should I use the rule of Mishnas Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov Kavanaki said the Kesef Mishnah? The Rambam couldn't use that rule because that was only true by Mishnayis. So now the Rambam was back to the drawing board. I don't know. Who do I follow? Do I follow Reb Shimon Bar Yochai or do I follow Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov? Zok the Kesef Mishnah. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is Mari de Talmudah who tfeim Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov. And that's a svara when it comes to Achroyim Sak Halacha. And it's for that reason that the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam paskin like Reb Shimon. I saw in the Seda Hadairis from Bechil Halpern, he brings a tshuva from the Chacham Tzvi. So I looked up the tshuva from the Chacham Tzvi. And the Chacham Tzvi has a whole tshuva. It's Shaila Yud, and Shaila's tshuva is Chacham Tzvi, and it's all about Mishnas Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov Kavanaki. And he begins with this Rambam and this Kesef Mishnah. And he's mefalful in the Kesef Mishnah, and he asks one kasha that pertains to today's daf and to Ray that we speak about all the time. Let's do the back of the envelope arithmetic. The Kesef Mishnah said that a chiddush, that Mishnas Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov Kavanaki is only true by Mishnayis, it's not true by Braises. So he had a Braise the Rambam did. A machloikis Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov wasn't sure who to paskin like. He didn't feel that Mishnas Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov is a svar of achra. As a result, the Rambam said, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is Mari de Talmudah. Says the Chacham Tzvi, I have achra from Menachos Daf Samech Aleph Amud Beis that the halacha should be like Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov. You know why? Because the Gemara was comparing Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov and Reb Yehuda. The Mishnah said, Bekurim need snufa kedivin Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov. Why Reb Yehuda is nisht? Reb Yehuda is like Chamam as a kind. How come the Mishnah doesn't mention Reb Yehuda? Says the Gemara, he was Rav Guvre. What does it mean Rav Guvre? Says Rashi, Chochem the Yoiser, because in Psak, we follow Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov more than we follow Reb Yehuda. Mishnas Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov's Kavanaki, Reb Yehuda, even though the Gemara says very often halacha kemaisai, but not so much. Says the Chacham Tzvi, I would walk away from this Gemara thinking, if there was a machloikas in Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov and Reb Yehuda, the halacha is for sure like Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov. I think it's a Gemara. I think it's Menachos Samech Aleph Amud Aleph. So even though it's not mentioned anywhere in the Klolei HaPsak, but that does state in their Gemara. That's Hoyel v'Rav Guvre. in Psak Halacha. That's why Rashi was mefarish the Gemara. That means that's Pashu Shana the Gemara. So, Lechura, if it comes to a Shaila between Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda, that Halacha is going to be like Rabbi Yaakov. The Gemara says, Vesakas Ervin, Mem Vavam Adez, that if there's a machloikis between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So do the math. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Yehuda, the Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So what happens if you have a machloikis Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and Rabbi Shimon? Of course, the Halacha is going to be, it's basic logic, going to be like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So the Kesef Mishnah said that the Halacha is like Rav Shimon because he's murdered the Talmud at fame, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Says the Chacham Tzvi, what about my cheshbon? Hafla v'fel. Says the Chacham Tzvi, I'm going to say a different shot in this Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis Abchira, again, that paskin like Rav Shimon by Yechoy in the Brice and Chul and Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph and not Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. And that's based on another Rambam. And this Rambam is in Hilchos Ritzeach, the Shmiras HaNefesh. It's in Perek Tes. Halacha test. When you learn these types of Gemaras, you get a nice, you get to spend Shas a little bit. Either way, so what's this halacha? The context over there is a sugi masachta soita daf memhe. They found a dead body. It's between two cities. We have to measure and see which city it's closest to so we can go ahead with the parsha of the Egla Rufa. The question is, from what part of the cholo, what part of this dead body do we measure? Meheichon moideden, says the Rambam, mechoit moy. You're supposed to do it from the chaitim, from the nose of the mace. That's where you do the menidah. Freik the kesef mishnah. So, the last stuff we learned together, we spoke about a bunch of kesef mishnahs. Here we have again, kesef mishnahs. Very different context, but kesef mishnahs. Mishnah says the perik egla rufa. It's really a mishnah. Perik egla rufa, which is nana mesach, the soit edap menheya medbeis. Menayim hoyimoyden rebeli. Menayim hoyden, from where did they measure? Rebeli ezo oimer mitivurai. Rabbi Akiva Omer Mechaitmai, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Mimokam Shenase Cholo Mitzavarai. Upasak Rabbi Akiva. So it's a three-way machloikis, and that's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Perek Egla Rufa. So again, where did they measure from? Did they measure from Tivurai, as I helped Rabbi Eliezer, Mechaitmai, that's Shitas Rabbi Akiva, or from the Mokim, where the Cholo is, where the wound is, that's the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? The Rambam says, Michaitmai, that Shita's Rabbi Akiva. In other words, the Rambam paskind like Rabbi Akiva over Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Freit the Kesef Mishnah, the Yeshlut Maya, Dog Kaimelam Mishnah's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Kavanaki. And here the Kesef Mishnah couldn't say what he said in Perak Beis, Halochi Yud Ches and Hilchas Beis Abchira, because that it's a Braisa. It's not a Braisa, it's a Mishnah. In Chulin Yud Ches and Aleph, it's a Braisa. But in Saita, Men Heyom Adet, which is the Makar to this Rambam, in Perak Tes, Halochi Tes and Hilchas Ritzeh Chashmiris and Avish, it's a Mishnah. Mishnah's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is for sure Kavanaki. So, how are you going to give us a Chanetz? So, what would the Rosh tell you? The Rosh would say, maybe this is not from the 102. Okay, but either way, he says the Kesef Mishnah, B'tzorach Loimar, you have to say another tremendous Yisoid. Shesoy v'shloi nemer klal zel litchoy smad dekaimelon halachik Rabbi Akiva mechaver. The Gemara says in Erevim and Vavam in days, whenever there's a machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Chaveroi, the halach is like Rabbi Akiva. Says the Kesef Mishnah, what happens if I have two klal yashas that are colliding head on? On the one hand, I have Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Kavanaki. But on the other hand, he's arguing with Rabbi Akiva. The halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveri. How do I know which one comes first? Says the Kesef Mishnah. That's this Rambam. The Rambam must have held that if I have that kind of issue, Halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveri takes precedence. Thus, although you have a Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov in a Mishnah, and it's true, Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Kavanaki, but on the other side, I have Halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveri. And the Rambam held Halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveri is machria over Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Kavanaki. Haflo. So you have two beautiful Kesef Mishnas, two tremendous Yisoides regarding this Halacha of Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. But says the Chacham Tzvi, if that's the case, I want to tell you a Dov Nifla. You know, Shimon Bar Yochai was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Shimon Bar Yochai was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. It's Yitochen, says the Chacham Tzvi, that if Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said something in Beis Medrash, he was quoting his greatest Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. Now, the truth is, very often, the halacha is not like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So if the halacha very often is not like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, why don't you ask a kasha, says the Chacham Tzvi? If Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is Rabbi Akiva medaber mitoich groinoi, and halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveroi, so how does it shnim with those gemaras in Mesechtes Erevin, daf mem vav amud beis, listen to this, that the gemara comes out, the halacha is very often not like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Shimon Rabbi Yossi, halacha Rabbi Yossi, says the Chacham Tzvi, the teretz is so poshet, because Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi were also talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. So although it's true, if Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is talking in Beis Medrash, you're supposed to hear Rabbi Akiva talking, and once it's Rabbi Akiva talking, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaverav, but if he's arguing with other of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, so then it's all Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. So you don't have the Achra of Halachic Rabbi Akiva Chaver. So if there's a machloikis between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, there's no hechrach to say that Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon because he's a Talmud Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Yehuda is also Talmud Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda is also Talmud Rabbi Akiva. But what happens if you have Rabbi Shimon and there's no Baal Plukta in Shas? He's not arguing with anybody. Or he's arguing with someone that wasn't a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Says the Chacham Tzvi, it's Yitachin that this is Rabbi Shimon who's quoting his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva midaber mitoich groinoi, and it's going to take on the koyach in halacha of halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechavera. This brayse in Masechta School in Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph is a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and Shimon Baichai. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov wasn't a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, so it's a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and Rabbi Shimon Baichai. Rabbi Shimon Baichai was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov wasn't. Rabbi Shimon Baichai has the koyach of Rabbi Akiva. Thus, we essentially have a machloikis, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. What's the Rambam Shita? If you have a machloikis, that's the first Rambam. Hilchos Reitzeach, Hashmiris HaNefesh, Perek Tes, Alocha Tes. Kesem Mishnah said it himself. He said that the Alocha, Rabbi Akiva Mechaveroi, trumps Mishnah's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Kavanaki. That machloikis between Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov in Chulin Yod Chesem and Aleph is really a machloikis, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Thus, the reason that the Rambam Paskin, like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, in Perek Beis Halacha Yud Ches and Hilchas Beis Abchiris for the same exact reason that he passed like Rabbi Akiva and Hilchas Reitzeach Hashmiras Hanefesh Perek Tes Halacha Tes. It's the identical reason. It's both Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveri. Half of a fella. But just to be Moisef, one Ha'ara. And that is, the Kesef Mishnah said that Pshan and the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Ches, and Hilchas Beis Abchira, that the Rambam Paskin like Rashbi, when it comes to the Shir Pkimas HaMizbeach, not like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, is because the whole klal of Mishnas, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Kavanaki, relates only to Mishnayis, it doesn't relate to Braises. Thus, by Braises, the Rambam had to figure out who I should be machri like, and he held Rav Shbi as the Mori, the Kula Talmuda, Tfei me, Rav Lezmi Yaakov, and that's why he passed like Rav Shbi. And the Chacham Tzvi and Simon Yud asks the Gevaldige Kasha. He says that the Gemara says in Menachas Samech Aleph Amar Aleph, our daf, that Rav Lezmi Yaakov was Rav Guvrei over Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, the Halacha is like Rav Yehuda. So Kal V'chaymer, Rav Lezmi Yaakov, Rav Shimon, the Halacha should be like Rav Lezmi Yaakov. But it could be pshats like this, based on a vart from the Divrei Yoel, the Heilige Sat Meruv that we spoke out only a few weeks ago. That is, there's a machloikis between the Rambam and the Chach Melunil. We'll speak it out quickly again. Regarding Gid Anosha. Gid Anosha, Leminyan HaMitzvahs, is Mitzvah 3. In the Chinuch, the third Mitzvah is Shloi Lechol Gid Anosha. And there's a machloikis, Rishonim, the Rambam and the Chach Melunil, with the Gid Anosha, which of course is Asa Bachilo. Is it also Asa Bahana, or is it Mutta Bahana? The Rambam Shita is that the Gid Anosha is Mutta Bahana. The Chach Melunil hold that the Gid Anosha is Aser Bahana. And the Beis Yosef asks that really this machloikis Rambam Mechach Milonil is machloikis in the Gemara. It's a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says Gid Anosha is Mutabana. Rabbi Shimon says Gid Anosha is Asabana. In other words, the Rambam passing like Rabbi Yehuda and the Chach Milonil passing like Rabbi Shimon. And frankly, the Beis Yosef, we know the rule. Whenever there's machloikis Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, that loch is like Rabbi Yehuda. So what's Pshan the Chach Milonil? Again, we're not learning the sugis of Gid Anosha, but in the spirit of Klolei Apsar. You have a Shaila Gid Anosha, which is Asa Bachilo. Is it Asa Bano? Is it Mutta Bano? The Rambam Paschal like Rabbi Yehuda. The Chach Melunil Paschal like Rabbi Shimon. Frank de Beis Yosef, the obvious question, whenever there's a Machloikis Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, the Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, the Rambam, I understand, the Chach Melunil is a Pella. Says the Beis Yosef, Shub Matzasi, that it's a Mefurish in Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says that not only is a person not allowed to eat Gid Anosha, he can't even have enough from Gid Anosha. Oh! If the Zohar says you can't have anah from Gid Anosha, so it's Yutachin that the Chach Melunil knew the Zohar, and they were paskining like the Zohar. So of course the Chach Melunil knew that you can't paskin like a Rabbi Shimon Kenegar Rabbi Yehuda, but that's when there's no Hachra. I have Hachra. The Hachra is the Zohar. The Zohar says Mefurish that it's also anah. Says the Rabban Darkei Moshe, Shamati, I heard, it was a little bit unclear, but says the Darkei Moshe, Shamati, Shabal Mechaber Sefer Zohar HaKadosh, Hustam Rabbi Shimon B'Shas, Shehu Rabbi Shimon B'Yechai. If that's the case, what's Dr. Beis Yosef, that Pshat in the Chach Melunil, that Paskin like Rabbi Shimon over Rabbi Yehuda, Gam Nalach is always like Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Shimon, is because it's a Zohar. Of course it's a Zohar. What did the Beis Yosef find in the Zohar? The Zohar is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So all he found is in Rav Shimon l'shitasa. We know Rav Shimon shita, but the halacha is still not like Rav Shimon. Because whenever there's a machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, the halacha is like Rav Yehuda. So freik the darkei Moshe vos tutzachta. This is this right? What's going on here? Did the Beis Yosef not know that the mechaber of the Zohar Kaddish was Rashbi? So if the mechaber is Rav Shimon, all it is another Rav Shimon Vayechai. We knew that already. The halacha is not like Rav Shimon Vayechai. Keneged Rav Yehuda. Zok the hilgasat merov in Parshas Vayeshev in Divrei Yoyo. You can look it up. He says based on a Gemara. A well-known Gemara Masech Shabbos. The Gemara is in Masech Shabbos, the Flam Gimel. The context is after Rav Shimon Vayechai and his son Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, they came out of the Ma'ara 12 years, and the Gemara over there says they met Rav Pinchas ben Yair. And when Rav Pinchas ben Yair saw Rav Shimon Vayechai, he said, "Oy li sheri sicha b'kach." Obviously, Rav Shimon Vayechai had just lived in a cave for so many years, and physically, he looked like he lived in a cave for so many years. And Rav Pinchas ben Yair was so taken aback when he saw him that he commented, "Oy li sheri sicha b'kach." Amaleis, Rav Shimon Vayechai told him, "Ashrecha sheri sani b'kach." To the contrary, "Ashrecha that you see me this way." Shel molei lo risini b'kach le matzasi b'kach. He says, because although physically I deteriorated really, really terribly. Thus, I looked the way I looked during those years. But spiritually, I steig gewaldig. Says the Gemara, how much did he steig? The Gemara explains, the Mikara, before Rav Shimon Vayechai entered the Ma'ara, ki avi makshi Rav Shimon Vayechai kushya, where Rav Shimon Vayechai would ask from Pinchas ben Yair akasha, have a mefarik later Pinchas ben Yair treisa piruki. Rav Pinchas ben Yair would give him 12 terutzim. So Pinchas ben Yair and Rav Shimon Vayechai were talking and learning. Rav Shimon Vayechai was the Talmud, he was the one asking, and Rav Pinchas ben Yair was the one giving the answer. And Rav Pinchas ben Yair had so much more shlita over Rav Shimon Vayechai in Torah that what Rav Shimon Vayechai didn't understand, Rav Pinchas ben Yair had 12 lumduses, had to go ahead and explain. But the Basayif, Rav Shimon Vayechai came out of the Ma'ara, it was just the opposite. Kavi match Rav Pinchas ben Yair kushya. Rav Pinchas ben Yair would be the one asking the questions, and Rav Shimon Vayechai would tell him, not one teretz, not 12 terutzim, have a mefarik le Rashbi, esrim varba peruki, 24 terutzim. Says the Satmar Rav, you see that Rav Shimon Vayechai steigd in Torah, half of a fellow when he was in the Ma'ara. If that's the case, says the Divrei Yoyel, it could be that this rule, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda over Rav Shimon, that was Rav Shimon Koidim, the Ma'ara. Before the Ma'ara, where he was a Talmud Keneged Rav Pinchas ben Yair, he would ask a Kasha 12 Terutzim. In that Rav Shimon, the halacha is not like Rav Shimon, not Keneged Rav Yehuda. That halacha is not like Rav Shimon, not Keneged Rav Yosi. The other Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were maybe greater than him. Thus, the halacha is not going to be like Rav Shimon. But Rav Shimon after the Ma'ara, that's a whole different Rav Shimon. That's Rav Shimon from the Madregas. That Rav Shimon is going to be different. When did Rav Shimon Vayechai write the Zohar HaKadosh? He wrote it after the Ma'ara. Says the Divrei Yoyel, that's Pshat in the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef asked the Kashan the Chacham Milino, how could you pass like Rav Shimon over Rabbi Yehuda? Isn't the rule like Rabbi Yehuda? Zok Shuv Matzasi, that it's a Zayir. Oh, it's a Zayir. That means this is not just a Rav Shimon from Kaidim the Ma'ara. This is a Rav Shimon from Nach the Ma'ara. Because when did Rav Shimon Vayechai write the Zayir? That was Nach the Ma'ara. If that was Nach the Ma'ara, by the way, the Tanya writes in Tanya that what did Rav Shimon Vayechai learn in the Ma'ara? He learned Nigla. It says everybody thinks he learned Nistar in the Ma'ara. He learned Nigla. It's Ma'od Matim with this raid, right? But he learned Nigla. Bottom line is, he comes out after 12 years of learning Havayis Dabayev Rava, Bava Kamo, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. This Rav Shimon Vayechai is already a whole different Rav Shimon Vayechai. That's the Beis Yosef. Initially, he thought it was only Rav Shimon and Chas. Oh, it's a Rav Shimon and Chas. Okay, I guess Rav Shimon and Chas. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. But it's a Zayir. Oh, now we know it's a Rav Shimon. From La'acha the Ma'arat, that Rav Shimon is a different Rav Shimon based on the Gemara and Shabbos on the Gimel of the base. Over there, the halacha is going to be like Rav Shimon. Okay, so just one Ha'arat. And that is, I found, there's a sefer called Ben Yochai. So there's hashtag rest of the story with regards to the sefer Ben Yochai. Not for this morning, but the sefer Ben Yochai, as you would expect, talks about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. In the sefer Ben Yochai in Shar Aleph, it says as follows. Rav, many times in Shas, Rav Shimon is mentioned as Stam Rav Shimon. In fact, Rav Pa'amim B'Shas, says the Ben Yochai, Muskir B'Shas B'Shmoy Levad Rav Shimon. Stam Rav Shimon and Shas Rav Shimon Vayechai. Ule Pa'amim, there are some times, however, that Rav Shimon is mentioned in Shas in Shem Aviv, Rav Shimon Vayechai, says the Sefer Ben Yochai. Vahu. Shalifnei ha-maisa da-ha-ma'ara, before the Ma'ara, Kara'u Rav Shimon. Ule achash yatsam in ha-ma'ara, after he left the Ma'ara, Kara'u Rav Shimon Vayechai. As I state in Sefer Ben Yochai, be'arichos. So he says that there's two Rav Shimons. You want to know if Rav Shimon is Stam Rav Shimon, is Rav Shimon before the Ma'ara, or Rav Shimon is Rav Shimon from La'acha the Ma'ara? Look at how he's mentioned in Shas. If it's mentioned as Rav Shimon, it's Rav Shimon before the Ma'ara. If it's mentioned as Rav Shimon by Yochai, it's mentioned as Rav Shimon La'acha the Ma'ara. This Rav Shimon in Masechta Shulam Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph sagt the Braisa. Kamu Pkimas Hamizbeach. Reb Shimon ben Yechoi Oimer Tefach. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer Kizayas. This Reb Shimon is not Stam Reb Shimon. This Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon by Yechoi. Reb Shimon by Yechoi is Reb Shimon from Lachem Ara. Reb Shimon from Lachem Ara, the Divrei Yoel already was Megalatos. That Reb Shimon is different. That Reb Shimon, the Halacha is like Reb Shimon, Keneged Reb Yehuda V'Chaver. You don't have the rule that Halacha K'Reb Yehuda Keneged Reb Shimon. As I bezois in Nidok Haikasha, the Kesef Mishnah wanted to say Pshat in the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Yuches and Hilchas Beis Abchira that the Rambam Paskin like Reb Shimon over the Lez Ben Yaakov. I Mishnas Reb Eliezer Ben Yaakov Kavanaki. What's the teretz? That's only Mishnah, not by Braisa. What do you do by Braisa? Says Rav Shimon by Yichai is mar de tamud de tvei. So I think the halachas would be like Rav Shimon. Freit the chacham tvei. What do you mean? How does Shimon menachas samachalaf on the base? And menachas samachalaf on the base. You see, Rav Lezman Yaakov is Rav Gufrei over Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda we know is more than Rav Shimon. Must be Rav Lezman Yaakov is more than Rav Shimon also. The teretz is Rav Yehuda is more than Stam Rav Shimon. Rav Yehuda is not more than Rav Shimon by Yichai. This is Rav Shimon by Yichai. Oh, that gemara menachas has zero relevance to this discussion. If that's the case, Reb Shimon by Yechai is Mar de Tamud de Tve. By the way, the Divrei Yoel said it to be Miyashiv or Beis Yosef. Who wrote the Kesef Mishnah? The Beis Yosef wrote the Kesef Mishnah. So it could be it's the Beis Yosef Lashitasa. The bottom line is it's the Kesef Mishnah, it's the Beis Yosef in Yerudea Simon Samachay. Vadvarim the flaw, but coming full circle. So we started off with the Gemara, where the Gemara says, "Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar." You want to know why the Mishnah mentions Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and not Rabbi Yehuda? The reason is Hayov Rav Gavre. Zok Rashi, he was a Chacham B'Yoser. Was he a Chacham B'Yoser? Because the Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Kavanaki. So we spoke out right in the beginning that I think Rashi is Lishitaslay, because Rashi says in Gittin Samach Zayin Aman Aleph Halacha K'Moisel Li'Olam. But as we just saw, it's not so poshut that Halacha K'Moisel Li'Olam. Number one, we had the Rush in the fourth paragraph of Masechta Zeirah. Who brings from Rabbeinu Chananel that says Kav is Gematria 100? It's only 102 times that the Halacha is like Rabbeinu Elazar ben Yaakov. Number two, we have the Kesef Mishnah Perek Beis Halacha Yiches and Halachas Beis Abchira, where it says it's only in a Mishnah. It's Mishnas Rabbeinu Elazar ben Yaakov Kavanaki. What about prices? That's a whole different story. And then finally, we have another Kesef Mishnah Perek Tes Halacha Tes Halachas Reitzeh Chushrius Hanefesh, where the Kesef Mishnah said if there's a Machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbeinu Elazar ben Yaakov, and the Chamsi wanted to take it a step further, maybe a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva connected Rabbeinu Elazar ben Yaakov, then you would have the rule of Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaverov, and that goes connected Mishnah. That means it's not Halacha Kemois. It's not true that every time you see Rabbeinu Elazar ben Yaakov in Shas, you know the Halacha Kemois. You have to sit down and learn the Sugya. You have to know the rest of the story. You have to make sure the Halacha is really like it. So what it means is that Halacha very often follows Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, but it's not true that Halacha K'mayis L'Yoylam. Now the Halacha very often follows Rabbi Yehuda as well. Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says, Keneged Rav Meir, his primary Baal Plukta in Shas, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shimon, probably his secondary Baal Plukta in Shas, the Halacha is also like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's true it's not L'Yoylam, but very often Halacha K'mayis L'Yoylam. So really, what adifus does Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov have over Rabbi Yehuda? So Rashi L'Shitasa is beautiful, but if you're going to start being mefalfa with some of the other Rishonim, Yesh La'ayin, why was it so poshut that it's Rav Gufrei, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, over Rabbi Yehuda? And we'll conclude that there.